From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has named the first women to cabinet-level posts. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley as the U.N. ambassador. And charter schools advocate Betsy DeVos as education secretary. Haley, the 44-year-old daughter of Indian immigrants, is serving her second term as governor. Farhan Haq, a U.N. spokesman, said he's aware of the selection.
The only basic comment we have is that it's heartening to see an effort to get the position of the permanent representative to the United Nations filled as quickly, or named at least as quickly as this. So that's a good sign for the future.
DeVos is chair of the American Federation for Children, a group that has sought to expand the number of charter schools and voucher programs, allowing students to attend private schools with taxpayer funds. The choices require Senate confirmation. Meanwhile, in a video message released to coincide with the Thanksgiving holiday Thursday, Mr. Trump appealed for unity following a divisive election campaign.
We've just finished a long and bruising political campaign. Emotions are raw and tensions just don't heal overnight. It doesn't go quickly, unfortunately. But we have before us the chance now to make history together, to bring real change to Washington, real safety to our cities, and real prosperity to our communities, including our inner cities. So important to me and so important to our country.
Mr. Trump said it's time to restore the bonds of trust among citizens. The Rebel Sudan's People Liberation Movement, or SPLM North, signed an action plan Wednesday with the UN to halt the recruitment of child soldiers and to release those in its ranks. Meanwhile, Khartoum arrested four opposition figures Wednesday, including veteran politician Sadiq Yusuf, as part of a crackdown on protests. This is VOA News.